What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. It's your boy Scott here, man. Scott Lewis. You know where to follow me on all social media platforms at Barbchest Scott here for a quick little video for y'all, man. There's no I'm not gonna hold you today while I'm recording this on a Friday. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, you'll get it today. If you're not, you'll get this tomorrow. No, I'm not gonna hold you this to end the weekend, to start the weekend. Because I will be heading to Columbus to watch Ohio State take on Minnesota as a trip during this bye week that Bears not playing. So still wanted to give you guys something, some content. So I'm going to give you all my week five predictions in the NFL. Now, last night, Thursday Night Football kicked off. You had the San Francisco 49ers move to 4-1 after a great overtime victory, 26-23, a game that the Rams, man, I won't say they fumbled it because I really feel like the Niners controlled the whole way for the most part. Mac Jones played well, but the Rams really had an opportunity to win that ball game, and some mishaps by Kyren Williams with that fumble at like the 3-yard line in regulation, and then questionable play calling by Sean McVay, not just all night, but especially on that final play of overtime when he went for a run. Well, he probably should have passed the ball when you got Puka Nacua and Davante Adams out there. But they moved to 4-1. The Rams drop their record to 3-2. So the NFC West is really interesting right now. But we're going to break down all the games on Sunday. We will be back on Monday morning for our usual Monday morning show. So we'll preview the Monday Night Football game on Monday morning. That is between the Chiefs and the Jaguars. So we're going to start with the second week of international games for the NFL. This one is taking place in London. Last week was Ireland, first NFL game in Ireland. This week they're back in London. And they will be at that stadium that I will not be naming because it is the Ops. If y'all know me, I am an Arsenal Football Club fan, so I will not be naming that shit stadium that the Vikings and the Browns will be playing at on the other side of North London. But Vikings 2-2 taking on the Browns. The Browns are 1-3. And defense has been looking real good for them as usual. Dylan Gabriel will have his first career start after the Browns have benched Joe Flacco. You know, some people don't agree with this. Some people think it should be Shedeur Sanders. You know, Shedeur obviously doesn't like it either. His whole theatrics that he's putting on that. If I had more time, I'd give my opinion on that. But I just think Shedeur need to bring it down a little bit, man, even though I think that he should be starting as well. But in this one, going to go with the Vikings. Vikings should have won last week. Didn't happen. But I really like how Kevin O'Connell has had this team playing despite all the injuries. I think Carson Wentz, while he does remind you that he's still Carson Wentz, has been serviceable for the most part. And the Browns, I don't know what you're expecting from a rookie. Now, granted, if you're a rookie, the best thing to start is probably not at home around the fans. I know a lot of people say they should, but not against those Cleveland fans who I don't know if their patience is that high. I expect this to be a mixed crowd. And it's probably going to be a lot of fans there who don't give a shit about either team because neither one of these teams have really over-the-top fan bases. And that's no disrespect to Cleveland. I know they are one of the first teams in the NFL. They have a rabid fan base in Cleveland. I've never met somebody who's a Cleveland Browns fan outside of the state of Ohio. But I'm going to go Vikings. I'm going to go Vikings in this one. Next one, we got a big game for both teams. Both teams are 1-3. Texans and Ravens have not had a great start to the season. The Ravens are going to be out with a lot of guys there. Marlon Humphrey's out. We got Roquan Smith is out. And more importantly, Lamar Jackson is out. He will not be playing this game. He's scheduled to miss at least the next two, three games as he's dealing with the hamstring injury. We all know about C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud has not been good, very inconsistent. His accuracy is non-existent. This one's at home. Man, Cooper Rush is going to be starting for the Ravens. I got to say, I don't feel too confident about this, but I trust CJ Stroud, even as bad as he's been, more than I trust Cooper Rush. And the Texans' defense is just way better than the Ravens' defense, and I really think that this is a game for CJ to look like his old form. So I'm going to go with the Houston Texans in a close one. Giants-Saints, game two of the Jackson Dart era. Had a pretty solid debut last week. I don't think it's nothing to, like, go over the top with. I think passing-wise, it was cool. But the New Orleans Saints are probably the worst team in football right now. 0-4, they have been competitive in majority of these games. But I think that the Giants, they're feeling that the Giants are at home. This is a situation where I feel like the Giants are not at home. They are in New Orleans. Yeah, they are in New Orleans, my fault. They're in New Orleans, but that doesn't really change much either. I like the Giants defense. I think Dart will do just enough. The Saints are going to be rapidly moving to the number one draft pick. I'm going to go with the Giants in this one. Broncos, Eagles, we got a little bit of a, I don't want to say heavyweight fight because Bomani Nix has kind of fallen off a little bit this year, but the Broncos have a great defense. The Eagles' offense has not looked as good as it probably could be. It's looked very shaky these last couple weeks. If you want to have any critique about a 4-0 defending champion, that would be it. A lot of close calls for the Eagles, but they've got it done. They kind of remind me of Liverpool a little bit, whereas there's tweaks there. I mean, there's issues there, but they're still winning in despite of it. This one, they're in Philadelphia. Wouldn't surprise me if Denver finds a way to win, because I do think they're going to make it tougher on the Eagles offensively as well. And we know about A.J. Brown's unhappiness this week. But I'm gonna say the Eagles find a way to win this because I just don't trust the Knicks right now. I don't at all. The offenses look kind of shaky. So I'm going to go Philly. I think Philly moves on to 5-0 on this one. Cowboys-Jets. The Cowboys are 1-2-1 because they did not know their ties in the NFL last week. The offenses look good at times. The defense has been flat out terrible. And the Jets are cruising for 0-5. This one will be in the Meadowlands. The Jets are just bad, bro. Jets are just bad. Y'all know how I feel about Justin Fields. Justin is my guy, but he just is what he is, man. I think anybody who's still on who's ever left on the Justin Fields, the Bears should have kept him and had the haul, which is funny because even if you look at the players who you said were going to be in that haul, aren't doing so good. Tell me how Marvin Harrison Jr. is doing. Not that well. Justin is who he is, bro. He is who he is. Not that he can't win football games, but he is a very average quarterback. And the Cowboys, I think, are a better team than the Jets. Not by that much, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys to win this one in MetLife. Raiders-Colts. The Raiders, we all know how last weekend went because the Chicago Bears blocked that field goal and got the W. Geno has been very mediocre to start this season. The Colts are 3-1. Lost their first game of the season last week, but Daniel Jones has been having a real good season. After seeing that Raiders defense, and outside of Max Crosby, who is a force, this Colts offensive line is much better than the Bears offensive line. So I think they'll be able to find a way to keep them in check. They are back at the crib. Going Colts. I think Colts move to 4-1. Dolphins-Panthers. I feel like if you don't respect your time, this is a game you watch. I respect mine, so I will not be watching this game. Dolphins-Panthers, honestly, who cares? Who honestly cares who wins this game? 2-1 or 3 teams, but I guess I'll get the slight edge to the Dolphins. Who gives a shit, man? That's what I feel about that game. Buccaneers-Seahawks, 2-3-1 team. Seahawks have gotten off to a good start. So have the Buccaneers. Buccaneers lost a close one at home last week to the Philadelphia Eagles. Seahawks lost a close one last week as well to the Niners. I don't like the Seahawks. And the reason I don't like the Seahawks is because I'm just not here for the Sam Darnold shit. Has Sam Darnold become a better quarterback than a lot of people thought he would? It's not even absolutely. Like, this is a guy who said he was seeing ghosts a couple years ago. I still don't think he's good. And the Buccaneers had a mishap last week. Started off real slow. I still think they're a great team. Baker Mayfield's great. This defense is great. They got wide receivers. I got the Buccaneers winning this one and going to 4-1 on the season. Titans-Cardinals. The Cardinals are 2-2. Have been better than a lot of people have expected. The Titans, not good right now. And their rookie quarterback, Cam Moore, said, I'm not going to lie, we're ass right now. And I think that's going to continue. I think the Cardinals get a win here. They move to 3-2, and the Titans will move to 0-5. Not good, not good. Commanders, Chargers. Chargers had a big slip up last week in MetLife, losing to the Giants. And the Commanders are going to be getting Jaden Daniels back this week. But who knows how he's going to look. He didn't look so sharp before he got hurt either. So this is a big question mark for them in Los Angeles. About the Chargers and Rams games, there's no real home field advantage, man. Because, like I said, I lived in LA for 10 years. Nobody give a fuck about these things, especially not the Chargers. The Chargers are bottom tier. I think people care about the Angels more in LA than they care about the Chargers. Having said all that, I think the Chargers win this game. I love how the Chargers defense has been doing, and I think that Justin Herbert is going to look better than Jaden Daniels. And you know, book's still out on Jaden. We don't know. We don't know how he's going to look, especially with this knee injury. So I'm going to go with the Chargers. Lions-Bengals. The Bengals are 2-2. They are surviving, even though, hey, they have been a tough watch. The Lions are getting back into form. All the reports of their demise, including from yours truly, have been greatly exaggerated, and they don't look like they have missed a beat outside of that loss to the Packers week one. And I think they're going to win this one. I think they're going to win this one pretty handily as well. I think Detroit is back to fill themselves. And I don't, you know, the Bengals should be put on trial for doing what they've done to Joe Burrow with this offensive line, thus causing all these injuries. I think the Lions win this one. And Sunday Night Football, final game of our preview. We got a nice little AFC East matchup here. The 2-2 New England Patriots will head to Buffalo to take on the 4-0 Buffalo Bills. Bills are undefeated. The MVP, Josh Allen, is still looking like the MVP, but this defense is still very much a question mark. They look very bad. I don't say very bad, but they look – you can score on them, and that's their Achilles heel right now. And the Patriots have been playing well. I think Drake May has been decent. They've really started to adapt that mentality that their head coach, Mike Vrabel, has brought back to the table, that old Patriots-style way of playing defense. And I think it's going to be a very competitive matchup, but I do think the Buffalo Bills pull it out. And they moved to 5-0 to start the season, man. So that's all I got for the Sunday games, man. Like I said, we'll be back Monday morning to recap all the Sunday games. And we're going to give our preview of the Monday Night Football game in Jacksonville between the Jaguars and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's your boy, Ed Barb Chair Scott. I'm going to holler at y'all on Monday. I'm up out of here.